Mahatma Gabriel Vinabhat Goswami. And under guidance of Sarva Damodar Mangala, teaching there, learning there, and maintaining himself as a very poor devotee, and always chanting and looking Mahaprabhu, Leela. This way Raghunath Das Goswami maintaining his spiritual life, devotional life in Puri form. And after disappearance, Raghunath thinking, everything I lost, I do not want to maintain my mundane body, I shall go to Vrindavan, and after looking the Giriraj Govardhan, I left my body in Govardhan, from the Govardhan hero. But when he went to Govardhan, Vrindavan, there he has seen Rupa and Sanatana. Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami are there. And after looking the Rupa Sanatana, he thinks, in front I am looking Mahaprabhu himself appear in form of Rupa Sanatana. And he surprised and he cannot finish his body. And that I've been under guidance of Rupa Sanatana, he is practicing Krishna consciousness in Vrindavan. And there are so many writings of Raghunath Das Goswami's writing there. But after disappearance of Rupa Goswami, he gone like a madman, and he was very, very sad. Rupa Sanatana had left, but he did not want to maintain his body. But the order of Rupa Sanatana he must be maintained. And that time he left all food, not taking food, only one little cup of whole buttermilk. One cup of buttermilk every day he is taking. And this way he is maintaining his bhajan up to 80 years. 82 years old left the body. This is the Mahaprabhu and his bhaktas lila. And Swami Maharaj and Guru Maharaj come for that, giving again that ecstasy, distributing in this world. And they have done successfully, no doubt, in this world now chanting Hare Krishna. Very successful. Now I am reading in newspaper, Russia, very enthusiastically going, marching Krishna consciousness.
It's very much restricted still, but
yes,
it's becoming more and more popular. Would it be proper for other disciples of Guru Maharaj or Swami Maharaj to think that either one of them could be a higher understanding of the Shastras? I hear that argument sometimes, and I think it's doubt in mind. Just like disciples of Guru Maharaj sometimes say that, Guru Maharaj's Gita gives more higher understanding of the Gita than Swami Maharaj.
It is true. No problem out here. Third, primary section, necessary, one man can make many books for primary section, for secondary education, for higher education. Some kind of, he is a scientist. Suppose he is a scientist. he can write like the small boy, a scientific way, some story, science story. That man can write for higher education and very clearly, and super education he can write more clearly. When Swami Maharaj distributing the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, he is distributing for general devotee and people. And there a hidden treasure he not exposed. If you expose in front of an unqualified man, he cannot understand. But the general people, Swami Maharaj exposed the meanings of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And that very powerful, no doubt. But Guru Maharaj's Gita giving us something more than Swami Maharaj. And Swami Maharaj agreed it. When discussing the Gita, Swami Maharaj came here and he heard Guru Maharaj writing the Gita and asking, what idea you are giving to us? Then Guru Maharaj said, many slokas in Gita, they are hiddenly meaning going to Krishna Seva direct under Radharaj. And it's not exposed anywhere. And through the Sanskrit language, it is hiddenly staying in Gita. But everybody do not know it. I expose for the special person this thing. Then they discuss one sloka. Why not? Many slokas. What sloka? You can say a little. Krishna teacher, Raman teacher. No. Krishna teacher, Raman teacher. This sloka, especially I can remember, Ramanti means their lila. That playing, the sexual play, Ramanti means. It's not wrote anywhere. But this this word giving up this meaning. Like that. I cannot explain in English.
Fine understanding
are there. And also Guru Maharaj gave, nobody gave before. Even Rupa Sanatan, nobody gave that meaning. That is Gayatri, Dhamma Gayatri meaning. Nobody gave. They know, but not expose the meanings of the Gayatri. And I objected to Guru Maharaj. Nobody gave the meaning and why you are giving it. I have a friendship with Guru Maharaj sometimes. I can say anything to Guru Maharaj. And I told Guru Maharaj, Gayatri artha, you are exposing for all. Guru Maharaj said, not for all. But it is necessary to give in fortunate soul, to fortunate soul. It is necessary to give. Otherwise, nobody can give it. If I not give, nobody gave before. Rup Sanatan, Nartan Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, everybody knows the meaning. But they not get in this world. But if I not give, in future nobody can give. Then I am giving, but not for all. If I show the meanings of that, they cannot understand. Who is very obedient to Krishna, who is very obedient to his Guru, he can understand. Others cannot understand. If I give, they cannot understand. But it is necessary to compose, no?
To publish.
Publish. Otherwise nobody can give. When a Sanskrit is very hard, Gayatri Sanskrit, very hard, and meaning is also more than that. This way, when Guru Maharaj exposed the meanings of Gayatri, everybody is very happy. The God brothers of Guru Maharaj, they are coming to see her here from Guru Maharaj, and a very old devotee of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. They are always praising the Guru Maharaj in there. Oh, we have got our life to hear the meaning of that. We are meditating that, but we do not know the meaning. But now we can talk. And we are very happy. This way, they wrote many letters to Guru Maharaj. And Guru Maharaj tell me, so you see, it was necessary. But not for all. They can understand. They have feelings. They can understand. Who have no feelings, he cannot understand. This way, you do not worry.
What a mercy. Huh? What a mercy.
There are three, few things in Gita. Nobody can understand that. And who knows, he also sometimes not exposing. In this way, Guru Maharaj gave the name Srimad Bhagavad Gita, hidden treasure. Of the sweet and so forth. Srimad Bhagavad Gita, he named hidden treasure of the sweet absolute. And everybody, not only of our sampradaya, all sampradaya, they are hiddenly taking this book. Directly not taking. They are not coming directly. They are sending general people and they are taking Gita from here. They have some testing. They will think they are much testing will go on. Yeah, they also publish. But they want to see what Srila Maharaj writes.
No, Iskon
Maria. Many Iskon devotees.
Yes, oh yes. They can't come directly to the same thing. Come on, disciple.
And not only is called Keshav Maharaj is mort, Gosai Maharaj is mort, Madhav Maharaj is mort, God brothers, all the God brothers of Guru Maharaj, and they are Vidya Maharaj. But they have Gita. They are publishing Gita, but they are taking from myself. They want to know what Siddha Maharaj is like. Everybody looking from far. What doing Siddha Maharaj, what writing Siddha Maharaj, what speaking Siddha Maharaj. And they are taking many things from me. This way, they also expert. But everybody not expert for everything. Guru Maharaj is expert in the line of Sri Rupanuga line. He is expert, and everybody telling it. The Guru Maharaj is expert. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave the charge of our sampradaya to Guru Maharaj before his disappearance came.
And this way everybody respected Guru Maharaj. All the god brothers of Guru Maharaj, they are respected. And they are coming to hear something from Guru Maharaj. And they are telling, we are getting our life new. Again we start. And Swami Maharaj, finishing world tour, every time coming to Guru Maharaj and reporting what he has done, where he has got, what he distributed, how many devotees, how many mosques in this world he established, everything reporting, and very happily taking prasadam, staying, going again. But every time he's coming, after finishing this tour. But if we use it for our business, not good. They are thinking it's also one kind of business, but it is not truth. And truth always truth. If I say, if I glorify Swami Maharaj, I have no loss. He is a great Vaishnava, Shaktavish avatar, and much affectionate to me. If I glorify him, then I must be gainer. If they glorify Srila Sridhar Maharaj, they not maybe loser. They also will be gainer. Then it is not understood by them. This is the fact. Yes. Also, sometimes foolishness. You have some property. I want that. I must pray to you. What's up there? This is not a man-made government. This is a government. Here is rules and regulations, laws, everything. But not man-made. Everybody respecting to everybody. And everybody taking help from everyone. And everybody going to Krishna Seva. But there are some classifications. No problem. My guru going to his guru, his guru going to his guru. This way we are all merging. We have Krishna consciousness. Sometimes questions, very, very hard questions coming from ISKCON, Acharya, to me. And when I am giving answers, they are quiet, very quiet. Then they are telling again.
You mean that they accept the answer again?
Yes.
They just didn't.
They do not know. They say,
yes.
Sridhar Maharaj, great Vaishnava, we know, but Swami Maharaj gave sannyas, and how changed by Sridhar Maharaj the name of this that sannyas is? This is the question. Come to me. And I answered and stopped. Quietly, very quietly. And satisfied. They are satisfied. And also one question. One article wrote somebody in a magazine. And he is obedient to Guru Maharaj. But he wrote something truth about Swami Maharaj and Guru Maharaj's relation. And they questioned me. You believe it? And it is your mouth.
This is representing, is this representing the mood of your master?
Yes. Yeah. This type of many questions coming from that camp. And I am answering, I am clearly telling, Guru Maharaj changed the name of Swami Maharaj. And It is noted, that Patrika, you can see there. Guru Maharaj, huh?
In a journal. In a
yes.
Movie.
Guru Maharaj changed the name of Swami Maharaj. And this year, you can see that Patrika. Guru Maharaj changed many things. What wrong done by others? And they accepted it. And Guru Maharaj going in the line of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Swami Maharaj broadly going everywhere. Sometimes Swami Maharaj do not care that. But when Swami Maharaj telling Guru Maharaj that I am bringing raw material from the world, you correct it. Then Guru Maharaj has right to correct, to do correction. This way I am giving answer. And they are very quiet. They know they cannot defeat me this way. I know all the history of ISKCON and this mob. And 42 years, not a matter of joke. It's a Guru Maharaj 42 years. Somebody will stay with Guru Maharaj few days, he will be learning. This way many things happen, but now ISKCON is very nicely going back. Very finely going, and ISKCON is very solid. And they have the affection with me, Tamam Krishna Maharaj, Jayapataka Maharaj, Jayapataka Swami, Tamam Krishna Swami. I know very much them. Yes. Yes, he is Acharya of Mayapur. And very nice man. Relation with me very nice. And they sent one man to here for Guru Maharaj Sahabi Mandir. They sent President of Mayapur, Nitai Chan. Does he know Nitai?
No.
He is the President, Temple President of Mayapur. And they want to help for building Guru Maharaj Samadhi. Acha, okay, Prabhu. Again we shall meet.
Jai Guru Maharaj.
Ready? Now, with all Sampradaya.
Yes.
And Guru Maharaj was very bright. That is, sometimes they cannot tolerate his shining.
It's okay.
Yeah, apple. Okay. This way, little disturbance.
In the eye.
Now Guru Maharaj hidden and no disturbance.
Actually,
of his oneness.